Since losing access to Russia in early 2014, the European Union's pork industry has been shipping large volumes into key Asian markets. U.S. Meat Export Federation economist Aaron Borer has more details in this USMEF report.
We're in this odd situation where Europe's hog prices have been below the U.S. for an extended period of time. Then you also have the strong U.S. dollar. So, in other words, the weak euro is helping to keep those European prices below U.S. levels and has made them incredibly competitive in the export markets. So besides having pork that would have gone to Russia needing to find a home, they also have this currency advantage. So we've seen huge influx of European pork into the Asian markets since early last year, and that has continued into this year, with the latest trend being more focused specifically on China.
Despite this extended period of depressed prices, Borer doesn't see a decline in production coming anytime soon.
Even though profitability is not great, production has been up strongly in all of the main producing states so far this year, with the exception of France. It looks like the smaller producers are exiting in some cases, but larger producers are consolidating and just becoming more and more efficient. So the European Commission's forecasts are for about a 2.8% increase in production this year and still seeing a nearly 1% increase in production next year. To also put Europe's exports in context, they're exporting less than 10% of production. Thus, I think their export potential remains massive. They're producing more than double the pork we produce in the United States, and a lot of those products will continue to see stronger demand outside the European Union, especially loins and single rib bellies, cuts that are very popular in Asia, and I don't see that letting up anytime in the near term.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.